The Holy Catholic Church today begins the season of Advent. Advent derived from the Latin word Adventus, which reminds us that the Lord is coming. Historically speaking, we know He already came. With the Incarnation, He lived like us in all things but sin. So He experienced all the pains, the joys, the sufferings, the blessings, the ups and the downs, and the everyday life. He understood and He continued to understand what it means to be a human person, because Christ Jesus is fully God and fully man. The Lord already came the first time. However, Advent reminds us that we need to prepare ourselves for His second coming, or our ultimate end. And we do not know the exact time frame for that, my brothers and sisters. Too often time we live as if there's no tomorrow. Too often time we live like everything is dependent on us and we are the center of the universe and we're in control of everything. Yet we have not conformed our lives, laying down our ego, our will, our pride, so that we yearn for the salvation of the Lord, yearn for His coming, yearn for the day when we will be reunited with Him again. I have a problem of waiting and changing myself and continue to seek that continued conversion to embrace the Lord and His will for me. And as a matter of fact, my father, myself, my brother, all the men in our family have a big problem with waiting, especially waiting for my mom. My mom takes a very long time to prepare to go out. She do her makeup, she do all of her personal preparation. And sometimes it irks me, it irks my dad, it irks my brother a lot when we have to wait for her. Especially in the military, you know, if you're not at an event at least 10-15 minutes early, you're already late, you know. And I remember when I was growing up going to church too, you know, my mom would always make us get late to Mass, and it irks me. I confess to you, my brothers and sisters, to Almighty God, that at times I was uncharitable, impatient with her, because I want to get to Mass early. And my mom just have a different concept and a different time set, huh? Just like Americans too, whenever we go to a different country or a different regions of the world, their concept of time is totally different than us. We like to be on the go, we like to be fast, we like to move from one thing after another. We hate to be late. But yet, in the midst of all this busyness and everything like this, especially in the season of Advent, I have recognized that the good Lord have used my mom to kind of remind me that I have to slow down. I have to learn to wait. I have to stay awake, and I have to learn to be patient while preparing myself. Patient. That's the hard part, my brothers and sisters. We hear in the gospel reading today that we do not know when the hour will come, when the second coming, or when our very own end will be done here on earth. But yet we need to stay awake. Stay awake and prepare ourselves and learn how to wait in the process. My brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I hope and pray that you and I slow down, step back, and allow the good Lord to teach us how to prepare, how to wait, how to be patient, and how to yearn for our salvation. Nowadays, especially after Thanksgiving, my brothers and sisters, we get somehow as a society moving toward Christmas music, Christmas time, Christmas preparation everywhere. Yet, we have missed the point. The church didn't just move from Thanksgiving to Christmas. The church gave us the season of Advent, a season of preparation, a season of waiting, a season of yearning and growing and stretching our heart, waiting for another season, the season of Christmas. Too oftentimes, as Americans, as consumers, as spenders, we use this whole season to stack up more gift or demand more gift. But then we celebrate Christmas for a day or two at max, then we move on to the next sale, to the next thing, to the next big event. We keep going, keep moving. Yet we don't know why. So my invitation for you is this, my brothers and sisters. Don't just celebrate Christmas as a secular holiday, but prepare ourselves with this season of Advent to embrace and to live Christmas as a holy day. A holy day reminds us that Christ Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, loved us so much that He chose to become one of us, to live like us in all things but sin. Imagine that immense love. And how are we, my brothers and sisters, is able to live our faith in recognizing that if He had loved me that much, how much am I loving Him in return? Am I allowing the season of Advent that the church intends for me, for everyone who believe, as a time to slow down, to reflect, to embrace, to love the will of God? Salvation is near, my brothers and sisters, but don't skip Advent. Don't go into the impatient and consumeristic mindset of getting more crap, getting more stuff, always on the move. Remember, my brothers and sisters, when we were younger, many of us didn't have much. Now our children have a lot more toys, a lot more things than us. Perhaps simplicity is the key here. Simplify our lives. And do not just make this upcoming Christmas a season of spending, a season of more stuff. But allow Advent to form ourselves, to slow down, to be patient, so that we know that our salvation is near. No longer staying awake, no longer staying asleep, but remain awake, waiting and yearning for Him. And to conform our lives from the lives of vice, from the life of shallowness and of this world, in order to live for Him and to become like Him. Therefore, let us live Advent well. Stay awake. Be prepared. Because at the hour that we do not expect, just like the Israelites back in the past, the Lord will come.